Okay, today is Daf Yud. We're starting from Daf Tes Lamed Beis, a brand new parak. Brand new parak, the last parak of Masechet Horiyot. And here we go. The more of the same. Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol, Shechata, who does a sin. V'yachakach, and afterwards, Avar Mimashichata, he is removed from being a Kohen Gadol. Why is he removed? For many reasons. He got sick, maybe he, whatever it is. Then, or Mechay also Nasi, a king, Shechata, that became sick, V'yachakach, that sin, V'yachakach, and afterwards, Avar Migdulato, he was removed from being the Melech. Now, if that happens, so Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol, maybe par, he brings the same par. Nothing changes by a Kohen Gadol. The Hanasi may be Sa'ir, and nothing changes by a Nasi either. He brings the same par, and the Nasi brings the same Sa'ir. Right. Mashiach Sha'avar Mimashichato, right? Now, the reason is going to be different between the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. Mashiach She'avar Mimashichato, a Kohen Gadol who's no longer the Kohen Gadol. V'achar Kachet, now he's in. Right? Now he's in. He retired. He was too old, he retired. Now he's in. V'chein also, Hanasi, a king, She'avar Migdulato, who is no longer the king. V'achar Kachet, and now he's in. Kohen Mashiach may be part. Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol, same rule. He still brings a par, even though he's no longer a Kohen Gadol. The reason is because a Kohen Gadol never goes down in status. He never does. He's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. He never goes down in status. He remains as the Kohen Gadol. Right? By the way, it's not such a crazy thing. Let's say, for example, the Kohen Gadol had the Shiva. So who took over for that week? Somebody else. That's the kid. And then the Kohen Gadol comes back. That Kohen Gadol, like we had the story where Kim said, the woman had 7 children that were Kohen Gadol. That means what, 6 children died in her lifetime? That's not what it means. One of them got sick for a few days, someone else took over for a few days. Who they picked? They picked the other brother, right? One of them sat Shiva, one of them was sick, one of them was it. Doesn't mean that terrible thing happened. Right, it's exactly the point. Once you're a Kohen Gadol once, you're a Kohen Gadol forever. So here's the Mishnah says, even though you're not a Kohen Gadol anymore. You're not a Kohen Gadol anymore. You're a regular Kohen Gadol. You still bring a par. Why? Because once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol. That's the rule. Tomorrow or today, I don't remember when, we're going to refine that a little bit. But they're almost the same. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to say, I think it's tomorrow, if one of these Kohanim Gadol died, it frees all the people from Ari Mikvah. Even though they're not even Kohen Gadol anymore. Because once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol, on some level. However, the Melech is not like that. If a Melech becomes no longer a Melech, it's like a Hedyot, like a regular guy. So the Seifa was that they sinned after they became removed from their power. The ratio was they didn't sin while they were Kohen Gadol. Then they were deposed. Not deposed, they retired. Let's say nice, they retired. They went to Florida. What? Well, he doesn't want to do it anymore. Because he's not well, he's not healthy, he doesn't want to do it anymore. And then after that, he didn't have Eira. While he was a Kohen Gadol, 2 days later, he retired. So now what's the din? Yeah. The ratio, yeah. Exactly. The whole day of Das is like this today. The whole Das is like this. Hashta, ready? Hashta, Yesh Lomar. Now that we said, so it says the Gemara like this, wait a minute. Hashti Yishlam of a Mimashichato. V'yachakachat may be par if the Kohen Gadol. Even after he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore, he still brings a par. So then the achak, right? Chata v'achakach of Mimashichato tzvichel v'emar. Do I need the ratio? Do I need the ratio? The ratio was when he sinned when he was still a Kohen Gadol. The Seifa, so to Kiddush. He's not even a Kohen Gadol anymore. He still brings a karma like a Kohen Gadol. So for sure in the ratio, so Gemara says, you're right. It's only there for the Malachi. It's only there for parallel for the Melech. Right, we should the Katani Gabi Nasi. Because we wanted to teach the dinner for Nasi. The Nasi is the one who changes. The Chiavar Mimashiyato. If he's no longer the Melech, V'achar Kachot, and then he sins, Kehedyot, Maiti. He's a Hedyot. Ahochi Tani Gabi Mashiach, Chet V'achar maybe Par. So for parallel, we bring the rule about the Melech, about the Kohen Gadol. Enoch Hanani, If you know the seifa of the Kohen Gadol, you also know the ratio. Okay? It's only there for the melech. Menahani mili, how do we know all this? The Tana Rabbanon, for that Apsukim. The hikri of al-chatoso, it says the hikri of al-chatoso, melameh, shemevi, chatoso. Right? Melameh, oh, one second, where am I? Menahani mili, you got the hikri of melameh, shemevi, chatoso. Misha Abar. He brings a, the Kohen Gadol brings a carbon even after he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. Shiachav ha'alodinu. I would have thought it's a Kal v'chomer. Why? I don't need a pasuk. It's a Kal v'chomer. Or ma nasi. A melech, shemevi, v'shigagas maita, a melech brings a carbon. If he does a mistake, v'shogeg, ein mevi chataso misha avar, but he doesn't bring a carbon after he's no longer a melech, so Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol, she'ein mevi v'shigagas maita. Remember we had this already a few times. A Kohen Gadol never brings a carbon for doing a chet v'shogeg. Never. Unless there's a harah first. So he doesn't bring a... Why? We're going to have it tomorrow. It's a, there's a chatos. There's no reason. Why? So he doesn't bring a regular chatos. So Ella al-Haladar al-Shigas Maita. I want to have a harah first. It's a harah first, and he probably paskins for himself, or he listens to Bezos. Lo Kolshkin? So for sure that he wouldn't bring a par after he's no longer the king, the Kohen Gadol. Amud Lomar. That's how we have a pasuk. V'hikrev al-Chatoso, Malameh, Shemevi al-Chatoso, Misha Avar. Even if he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, he's still drinking like a Kohen Gadol. Then the Gemara says, v'naisi nami nasi. Maybe a nasi should be the same story. Why? Even though he's no longer a melech, he should bring the carbon like a melech. Why? We'll learn it out of exactly opposite drush now. We'll learn exactly opposite shot. We'll learn it out of a Kohen Gadol. Mikal v'chomer. V'ma Mashiach. Just like a Kohen Gadol. She'ei nevi shikas maitam. He never brings a carbon for making a chet. Nevi chatos. Misha avar. But he does bring a chatos. If he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. So nasi. So a melech. She'mevi chatos. V'shikas maitam. He does bring a chatos. If he doesn't make a mistake. Misha avar. Then when he... I'm sorry. Ein odin shemevi chatos misha avar. Shouldn't he also maintain his status as a melech even when he's not a melech? Talmud Lomar, no. Asher nasi yechete kishu nasi in kishu had yotlo. Okay. Next mishnah. The next mishnah is the exact opposite of the first mishnah. Here they're regular people. Then they become kohen gadol. Then they get elevated. So listen to this. Chatu. If the guy sinned, Achilo Nisnamu, and he wasn't appointed. Achakach Nismanu, then he was appointed. He got a promotion. He was a regular person. He did a sin. 20 minutes later, they tell him, by the way, you're the Melech now. The Melech just died. He appointed you the Melech. Right? Hare Elu Kehedyotos. They are like Hedyotos. Why? Because we go after the moment of when they sinned. I don't care what happens to their lives afterwards. At the moment of their sin, they were Hedyot. They drink Korbanos like a Hedyot. That's a Tanakam. Right, true. So maybe you could say, I hear you, but one second, we shouldn't argue. Tanakam says you go by Basar Chet. Basar Chet. Not Basar Yediyah. Right? Well, the story is, he didn't even realize he sinned. After he's a Kohen Gadol, a week later, the Pharisee tells him, which piece of meat did you eat? Oh, yeah, that one? That was not kosher. That was for the dog. So what happened now? Now he found out about it. He's a Kohen Gadol. He ate it before. That's the Shiloh. So the Tanakh Kama says, we go basar chet. When did he make that chet? What? It's a shogeg. Right. But that's what we're talking about. That's what the first Mishnah was about. First Mishnah was like the opposite. He did a chet, and now David deposed him. So it was based on Harah. You're right. Rav Shimon Omer, like this, Im no dolahem ad shelo nisnamu, if they found out about it, the idea was before the promotion, chayavim, they bring regular kavanos like regular people. Why? Because the chet and the idea were before the promotion. But the mish nisnamu, if they found out about the chet, when did they commit the chet? They committed the chet before they were promoted. That there's no dispute about. When did he find out about it? He found out about it after the promotion. Piturin, they bring, they are putter all together. Okay? Why? The Mishnah, will, the Gemara will talk about it. Now, right. So, in other words, according to Rav Shimon, the Yediyah and the Chet have to be before the promotion. According to the Tanakhama, only the Chet has to be before it. I don't care when the Yediyah was. I don't care when he found out of it. It makes no difference. According to Rav Shimon, they both have to be. Now, Mati, this is something that we said yesterday. Ezehu Nafi. Who is a Nafi? Is it Nachshon ben Aminadav? No, it's not. It's Zeh HaMelech. It's the Melech. Shenemar, Me'ikol Mitzvot Hashem Elokav, She'en Agavav Ela Hashem Elokav. The only person, the only entity greater than this person is Hashem. That Nafi is not like that. Nafi of Sheva is not like that. So therefore, it's not talking about the Nafiim that we know. It's talking about the Melech. Why is he called a Nafi? I don't know. In Parashat, it says, Dom Tosim Alech HaMelech. They're called a Melech in the Torah. A Melech is called a Melech. He's also called a Nafi. Okay. There are Dina that applied into the Nafiim. I think there are, but that's not what we're talking about. Okay. Menahani Mili. How do you know all these Dina? How do you know all which Dina? How do you know all these Dina about what, you know, when they become, when they get promoted, right? So, the Tana Rabbanan, Abraham says like this. Im Kohen HaMashiach Yecheteh. If the Kohen Gadol does a sin, Prad Likod Mos. This is excluding that he did a sin when before he became promoted. Kodem, previous. Excluding before he became promoted. Right? If he did a sin before he got promoted, he brings Kamas like a regular person. Once, right? Valo Dinhof. Wait a minute. It's really a Kalva Chomer. I don't need that pasta. You know? Ma Nasi. What about a Melech? Shemebi. Beshigigas Maita. A Melech brings a Chatas if he makes a mistake. And maybe Alakodmos, he doesn't bring Karbonos for what he did when he was not a Melech. So Mashiach, so a Kohen Gadol, Shein maybe, he doesn't bring a Chatos for regular sins. The only one he brings, Ela Alda Al Helam Dafer, unless there's a Psach first. Im Shigas Maisa, followed by an action. Ein Odin, Shelo Yavi, Alakodmos, isn't it for sure that he doesn't, that Ein Odin, Shelo Yavi, Alakodmos? Certainly, he should not bring karbanos for the crimes he committed before he was the Kohen Gadol, for the sins. Right? The Gemara says, look, Im Amar Tepen Nasi, maybe you want to tell me about a Nasi, Shekein Ein, maybe, Chatoso, Misha Avar. Because he goes down in status when he retires. Tomar, but Mashiach, what are you going to tell me about a Kohen Gadol? She maybe Chatoso, Misha Avar. He still maintains his status, even though he has become retired. He doesn't change. Hoel, but maybe it's Katosu Misha Avar, since he maintains his status as a Kohen Gadol once he retires, Yavi Ala Kodmos. He should also have to bring the same story before he became a Gadol, Kohen Gadol. But some ask more at the end of his life, which he mocked at the beginning of the life. Hamalomar, therefore, to dispel any of that, we say, HaMashiach Yechazeh. Chot, Shehu, Kishu Mashiach, maybe. You only bring it when you were a Kohen Gadol, Kishu Hedyot, Ein Navy. When you were still a Hedyot, you do not bring. Okay? The Tanya Nami Gabi Nasi Kiyai Gavna. We learned the exact same story regarding a Nasi, about a king. It says, Asher Nasi Yecheteh, that the king sinned. Prat Likodmos. This excludes sins that he did before he became the Melech. Balo Dinu. Really, it's a Kalva Chomer. Why? Ma Moshiach. The exact same thing we just said. Ma, just like a Kohen Gadol. Shemei V'chatoto. Misha Avar, right? Right, just like a Kohen Gadol, maintains his status, even though he retired, right? He still considered a Kohen Gadol, but regarding the sin, Eino Mevi Ala Kodmos, he doesn't bring on the path, so Nasi, a king, She'ein Mevi Chatasa Misha Avar, he doesn't stay his status as a Melech when he retires. Ein Odin Shelo Yavi Ala Kodmos. So for sure, he shouldn't bring for the previous ones. Mala Mashiach. So Gemara says, nah, that's not a riot. Mala Mashiach. You know why? You know why Kohen Gadol special? Because Kain Ein Navy Shikagas Maisa. Because he doesn't bring a Chatos ever. Tomar Benasi Shemevi Shikagas Maisa. What are you going to tell me? But Benasi does bring a Chatos. Hobel maybe Karb Shikagas Maisa. Just like a Kohen Gadol. No. Just like a Melech brings Karbanos for Chatos. Regular chatos, which a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring, Yavi al HaKodmos, he should bring on previous things he did as well. Talmud Lomar, Asher Nasi Yechzeh. Sefer says, Asher Nasi Yechzeh. Kishechata, Tarehu Nasi. Only when he sins he has to be a Nasi. Velo Chata, Kishechata, Baha Odehu, Hedyo. And that, he doesn't bring the Dinam of a Melech when he was still a Hedyo. Okay? Good? That wasn't hard, it was complicated. It wasn't hard. There's no hard spar here. It's not hard spar at all. Just each one, it's like, you know, a checklist. Each one has different things to check off on the list, but a lot of details. Right, right. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Brisa. It says in the Torah, Asher Nasi Yechzeh. Listen to this. Listen to this Gemara. It says Asher. What does Asher mean? Asher means when. When the Nasi is going to sin. What do you mean when the Nasi is going to sin? Shouldn't it say if the Nasi sins? Yachal Gzeira. I would think it's like a Gzeira. Like, you know what? Melech, you're going to sin. You hear this? No, but by everybody, but Rashi points out, by everybody else, it says in. If the Kohen Gadol sins. If a regular person sins. If the Klai Yisrael sins. If. Here it doesn't say if, it says when. Asher, when. What kind of lashon is that? Yachal Gzeira, I would think it's going to happen. Hamad Lomar. No. Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechzeh. Right? If. Just like by a Kohen Gadol. It's if. Avkan Mashiach Yechzeh. So too, by a Melech, it means if. Then why did it say when? So we're going to have brushes about that in a minute. Amar Mar, Yachal Gzeira. So the Gemara says, Gzeira Mehesh Tasty. What kind of Gzeira is that? What kind of thing is that? That the Torah says, what kind of Havamin is that? The Torah says, Asher, when the Kohen, when the Melech will sin. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? That he's going to sin? What do you mean? What does that mean? What kind of question is that? That we assume for a moment that our Torah is being made, that the king will sin? That's why he writes it like that? When? Like it says, when you come into the land, you know why? Because that's going to happen. When the Melech sins, do ABC. What do you mean when the Melech, what if he doesn't sin? So the Gemara says, Amri in, no, it does say it like that. Ashkechan, we find such a thing, the Siv, like it says, that we even find a edus on a Dover Ra. What? Right, so it says like this, Benasati nega sara'at v'beis eretz achuzaspem. Right, you will have sara'at in your houses. V'surahi lahem, it's news. So, by the way, it's a bulletin. Right? It's a bulletin. She'er nega'im boim aleihem, that there will be sara'at, even though we all know, and I tried to find anyone who talked about it, but I didn't find. There's a little research I did, but what we say is good news. Good news, because you're going to find all the treasure. So here we're saying, bad news. You're going to have sarat. Now, you only get sarat if you deserve sarat. Sarat's not a pat on the back. Oh, so he's giving you... So God just showering the gold coins out of the heaven. That doesn't happen. So what? Right. But getting Saras is never a good thing. It's never a good thing. It might be a good thing in the sense that it's a wake-up call to do tshuva. I'm not talking about that. It's not a good thing. You guy walks home and sees Saras on his wall. That's a bad thing. Right? So the Torah's being made, that will happen to you. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have Saras. So what do you see? There is such a precedent for that. Dib Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Pratla nigi onasim. That comes to exclude Saras that happens by an ones. No, Rashi says shadim. If you have Saras because of shadim, that's not considered Saras. That's all it means. Now, Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda Besura. So doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that that's bad news? Hachanami Ema Gderihi Tilka. How do you read it? What? Sorry? That's why it says im by a Kohen Gadol. That to tell you what, that the word asher here doesn't mean when it happened. It also means im. Why do you use it like that? I don't know. I understand. Every human being sins. The Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't sin. The point is, but you don't start off. You don't tell that to the Yisrael of Bar Mitzvah. You're going to sin later in life. You don't say that. So I hear what you're saying. Yeah, but the Gemara didn't look at it that way. The Gemara looked at it. How could the Torah say such a thing? Interesting. So the Gemara now goes off on a little bit of a tangent. Ulu Rebbe Shimon, Nigi Onta Milo Matamli? What? Tzaraas that happens because of Shadim of some of the crazy reason that's not Matame? For Tanya, but we learned in a Brisa. Adam Ki Yihye, it says in Parashat's the Tazria Mitzorah over there, Adam Ki Yihye, if a person will have Tzaraas, Min Hadibur Ve'elech, you can only have Tzaraas from the times of Matan Torah going forward. Min Hadibur, meaning from the Eretz Dibur. So if somebody was in Mitzrayim and had Tzaraas, let's just say that it was possible, that was not considered the Zinim of Tzaraas. Why? Because it's before Matan Torah. Okay? Baladinhu. And it's a Kal v'chomer. Not a Kal v'chomer, we can learn it out from Zog. What? Right, so if Avram Avinu had Tzaraas, it wouldn't be the din of Tzaraas. What is it? It's some skin disease. You can go to dermatologist. You don't have to go to the Kohen. There was no Kohen, right? But the point is, there's also the din of Tzaraas. Baladinhu. I don't need a pasuk for that. Tine b'zav, t'tine b'degayim. There's such a thing as Tumas Zav. And there's such a thing as Tumas Negoyim. Ma Zov, min Adibur Ve'elech, just like Zov is from the Aseret HaDibros and on. How do you know that? Because it says in Vayikra, Ki ish ki yihye Zov Mibsaro. Yihye means in the future. Couldn't happen beforehand. Af Negoyim, so to Tzaraas, min Adibur Ve'elech, only goes from the future and on. Therefore, Gnostic Mar says, Lo, Imamar to Bezov. Yeah, Zav is different. Don't tell me about Zav. She can't aim at Tama Ba'onis. Zav can't be Matama Ba'onis. It's impossible. Tomei Abin Nagoyim She Matama Ba'onis. But a Tzaraas could happen by itself. Therefore, it's not the same thing as Zav. Tama Zomar Adam Ki Yehiye Min Adibu Ve'eleh. From the future and on. Okay? What do you see from here? That there can be Tzaraas for Onis. Rabba Omar. No. Prat Lenigi Ruchos. Comes to exclude Tzaraas of the spirit. I don't know what that means. Or Papa Omar, Pratla Nigge Kshafin, comes to exclude the Tzaraas that comes through witchcraft. Again, I don't know what that means. Back to regular Hargis now. Tanur Rabbanan. Asher Nasi Yechete. It says when, Asher, when the Nasi will sin. So it means if the Nasi will sin, not when he will sin, if he will sin. Right? Prat L'chole. Let's say the melech was sick, and he sinned. So we said prat l'chole. If he's sick, then he doesn't have the din of a melech. So what? You should have the chole itchil ibn siyato. Well, just because he's sick, he's not a melech. Just because amalei or din bar kama. No. Prat l'nasi shenet staras. No, it comes to exclude nothing. A melech has staras. He doesn't have the din of a melech, right? Because the we're gonna have a story now by the Uziah, the king Uziah. He's a king, right? He's from Shevet Yehuda. He tried to be master of the Ketoret. When he did that, he got Tzaraas. And what does it say? Shenemar, Vayinaga Hashem et HaMelech, Hashem hit the Melech with Tzaraas, Vayhi Metzora Ad Yomoto. And he was a Metzora for the rest of his life. Vayoshev Beit HaChofshin. And he was in the house of the Chofshin. We'll see what that means in a minute. The Yosam Ben Melech Alabayit. And then Yosam, the son, took over. Okay? Now, Midik Amar Bebeis Chofshin. Beit Chofshis means he was free. Chofshis means free. He was like a free man. He didn't have the burden of a king anymore. Right? Mechlal, the Adhashta, Eved Havi. Until now he was an Eved? Listen to the story. Kiha, Tav Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Havi Ozla, Besfinta. Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua going on a boat. By the way, the word Mitzik Amar is not a new thing. What do you see? You see that once Uziah became stricken with Tzaraas, he wasn't a king anymore. Why? Because the son took over. Where was he? He was free. Now, does Tzaraas debilitate you? I don't know about that. The answer is, it doesn't make a difference. Once you have Tzaraas, you're no longer one. You can be king over there. So the answer is, no, you're no longer a king. You're no longer a king. So if you do a sin, you're like a regular person. How do you know? From the pasuk. Now we have all...
Yeah.
You can't function as a king. Whatever those duties are, you don't do them. So the Gemara says, not like that. The Gemara is exactly the point. Not like that. Not like that. It's Asher Nasi Yechzeh, only maintain a full-fledged king. Yep. So it says, first of all, maybe someone who's sick. No, someone who's sick is still a king. So he has the flu, so he's in bed for a day. Nah, still a king. Guy got Sarab, no longer a king. Now that we said he was in the house of Chavshit, now we have, no, Mizik armor-based Chavshit, Michlal, Ahash to Evan having, until then he was asleep. Now he's got his burdens been lifted, he's a free man. Listen to the story. Kiha, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, have Ozzy Bismint, they were going on a boat, Rabbi Gamliel, Bahadir, Rabbi Gamliel, have a pizza. Rabbi Gamliel had bread. Bahadir, Rabbi Yeshua, have a pizza for Sulta. Rabbi Yeshua had bread and flour. And Shilin pizza is Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel finished off his bread. Tamach asulta to Rabbi Yeshua. And he borrowed, he took from Rabbi Yeshua some flour to make more bread. So Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel says to Yeshua, Mi havi da'ata ha'adilani kubu kulahai, you knew that we were going to be on this boat for so long. To us at Sulta, you brought flour to make more bread. How do you know it was such a long trip? I ran out. So Amalei, he said, you know why? Because Kochabecha, this one star, Hoshivim Shana Ole, every 70 years it rises, Umase etas upon him, and it misguides the captain. Why? Because the Mefarshim explains, there's one star in the sky, only one star that doesn't move over the course of the night. You know what that star is called? The North Star. It's not the brightest star in the sky. Not the brightest, but it's the only one that doesn't move. If you see sometimes these kids have, like this thing of, you know, the rotating thing of the sky, it's amazing. It's amazing. Everything will move over. It's 9 o'clock at night, now they change the clock. So 9 o'clock at night, the Big Dipper will be over there. You come back at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's over there. It's amazing how that whole thing, that one star doesn't move. It's amazing how Hashem created the world. It doesn't move. Not the brightest, but it doesn't move. So somehow, I don't know what this is, but there's another star that every 70 years also looks like the North Star, and it confuses the seafarers. It confuses them. And he says, Vamarti, and I said to myself, Shema Yalev Yitzeh. This is the time of the 70 years when this star is going to come, and it might mislead the captain. It's going to go the wrong way, because he's going to follow the wrong North Star. So I took extra food in case that happens. Amalei, kol kach biyadecha, you're so, listen to this story. Kol kach biyadecha, you're so smart, ba'ata ola b'tzvina. What, you have to hawk your wares like a schlepper? You're so smart. You have to be a schlepper selling stuff on the boat. So he says, what do you mean? Amalei, ad'ata tamal, you're wondering about me? Tamei al shnei talmidim, sheish l'cha biyavasha. Look at my two talmidim, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Sheyodin l'shar kamatiba t'yish b'yam. They can tell you how many jobs are in the ocean. You know what? They can't rub two nickels together. They don't even have anything to wear. They don't have anything to eat. Such geniuses. Right? Nasan daito lohoshivam virosh. So, Rabbi Gamliel says, two amazing people. I'll make them. They're Rosh Hashiva. They'll get a paycheck. So, Kisha'Allah, when they landed on dry land, Shalach lohem, he told them he wants to appoint them. Below bones. They didn't want the job. Chazar v'shalach, he said them a second time. Ubo, now they came. So Amalehem, Kimedumin Atem, says Srarati Nosin Lachem. Well, if you think I want to elevate you people, you think I want to make you guys elevated? Nah, Abdusin Nosin Lachem, I'm going to make you the slaves. By being the head of a yeshiva, you're going to become a slave. Shenemar, Baidabru Elov Lemor, Im Yiya, Im Hayom Tia Avdi, Evel Amadem. Right? What do you see from here? That someone who's put in a position of authority becomes a slave. And we all know how true that is. Right? We all know how true that is. Right? The slave. Okay. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. It says, Asher Nasi Yechetzeh. Right, so we said, Asher means, what does it mean? It means if, not when. We don't want to say that. It means if. Right? Even though David said, kings have more challenges than the average person, no question about it. But still, you don't want to start off at the inauguration. Okay, when you sin, no, we don't want to say that. So we say, it means if. But Taka, why do you use the word when? Why do you say Asher? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is going to make a drasha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashrei Hador, it's from the word Ashrei. Ashrei means lucky, fortunate. Ashrei Hador, Shanasi Shalom, maybe called Al-Shem Gatay. How fortunate is it when the king is big enough to say, I made a mistake. Im Nasi Shalom, Navy Carbon. Sarah Hataloma Mahula Hedyot. Right? If the king takes fault for his mistakes, imagine what the average person thinks. right? Imagine the average person thing. It's amazing statement, right? When the president is big enough as a man to say, I made a mistake, it reverberates through the whole country. It really does. If he's above it all, it makes everyone disrespect him. It's amazing how the Gemara is such a, the Imam knew psychology so well. And that's why the Torah says the word Asher, when. The hint of this is that if the king's a big enough man to say, you know what, I'm not perfect. I made a mistake. You know what? Not only that, the im al shigaso may be carbon. Tarachat alo mahazadono. Same thing by him. People make mistakes on purpose too. They have to. The hybrids get the best of them. They happen. It happens. It's not a reason to write them off. It's not a reason to. It happens. The question is: do you learn from your mistakes? Do you do tshuva? Do you better yourself? It happens. It's not a reason to write them off. It's a reason to respect them even more. The guy makes a mistake. He is not acknowledges the mistake, right? Maskefla Rava Breda Rava El Mayata, but the Siv it says, is that true now? Every time it says the word Asher, it means how lucky. The Siv, Es Asher Chatam in HaKodesh Yishalim. Right? That's by Me'ila. Well, how lucky the guy did Me'ila. But Rava Menavot, Siv, Asher Chatam, Asher Hichti. That's that Rava Menavot, Asher, that he made all Tzai Yisrael sin. Well, how lucky that was. Hakanami, the Asher Adaru was a lucky thing. Sigmar says, no. Shiny Hakka, those are different. You know why? This is different. The kingdom of the Melech is different. You know why? The Shani Krav is Dibure. Because the Torah went out of its way to change from the word Im to the word Asher. In other words, throughout the Torah, the word Asher doesn't always mean a luck. How lucky that Yerov Ben Avad got the whole Chalik over sin. What a good thing. No, it doesn't mean that. When the Torah goes out of its way from saying the word Im to the word Asher, that opens it up for a drasha. That opens it up for a drasha. The Arsh of Nachem Baruch Hista, my decision, what does it mean when it says, Yesh Hevel? Ashal nasa al ha'aretz, and then it says the pasuk continues. Asher, it means Asher yesh tzadikim, right? So Ashrehem tzadikim shemagielim k'maytah harishayim shal olam haba ba'olam hazeh. How lucky the tzadikim who suffer in this world, just like the rishayim are going to suffer in the next world. Okay, oy lahem l'rishayim. Woe to the rishayim shemagia alein k'maytah tzadikim shal olam haba ba'olam hazeh. Just like the tzaddikim that are given good in this world, just so their reward is taken care of, just like the tzaddikim are going to get in the next world. Rava asked such an unbelievable question. Amar Rava, Atu tzaddike yachli tre almi misanile, can't good people have the good in this world and the next world? Can't that be? Amazing question. Right? What did Gemara say? The tzaddikim have a bad in this world, like the rishayim have a bad in the next world. Says Rava, well, can't they have a good in both worlds? Can't that be? Ela amar Rava. Now, I don't think we hold like Rava in this case, because we always have these things. When people have a bad in this world, what do they say? It should be a kapara, I'll get it in the next world. Right? Rava says, why can't you have both? Why? Why can't tzaddikim have a little not nachas in this world? Why not? Ela amar Rava, from a different pshat. Asherim tzaddikim, lucky other tzaddikim, Shemagia alehem kemaisa harishayim sha'olam hazeh, ba'olam hazeh. No! Just like the rishayim have a good in this world, why do they have a good in this world? So they don't have to get anything in the next world. So too, tzaddikim also have a good in this world. They deserve it. The tzaddikim. Oy lehem l'rishayim, woe is to the rishayim. Shemagia alehem kemaisa tzaddikim sha'olam hazeh, ba'olam hazeh. Right? Woe is to the rishayim. I guess it means that even though tzaddik has a good in this world, it's not very good. It's a little bit good, right? And woe is to the Rishayim that the Rishayim suffer in this world, so to speak, the way the Tzadikim suffer, even though he said the Tzadikim don't really suffer. Is that what that means? Is that what that means? I don't know what that means. I think that's what it means. Now, a few more minutes. Can we do the best we can? Rapapa Ravuna Braid of Yeshua, also the Kaimid the Rava. They came in front of Rava, Amalahu, O Kimtun Mesechta Plan or Mesechta Plan. Are you familiar with this Mesechta? Are you familiar with that Mesechta? Amala in, he says, yeah. So Atiru Porta, are you rich? Amala in, you have what you have money? Amala in, yeah, I have. The Zabin Katina Bahra, I have a piece of land that I work with. Kari Alaihu, and they say about him, Ashrehem with Tzadikim, lucky Tzadik. He's got what to eat. He has in this world. Very nice. Very, very lucky. Very, very nice.
Amar Rabbi Rav Chanan Rav Yochanan. What does it mean when it says Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem V'Tzadikim Yelchu Bam U'Poshim Yikashlu Bam?
Something could be the same exact thing, good for a tzaddik, and the Russia will stumble. What is that? Mashal Shnei Bnei Adam. There were two people, Shetalo Pitzchehem, that they were roasted in the carbon paper.
Echad Me'achlu L'Shom Mitzvah.
One did it for a mitzvah.
Ve'echad Achlu L'Shom Achila Gasa.
And one did it not for a mitzvah, just because they're hungry.
Zeh Achlu L'Shom Mitzvah Tzadikim Yelchu Bam.
You did the carbon paper for a mitzvah, you're a tzaddik.
And Zeh Achlu L'Shom Achila Gasa, Uposhim Yelchubam,
you're a Russia.
Says the Gemara, wait a minute.
Amalei Rish Lakish. Russia covers? That guy's a Russia? Oh, because he did a mitzvah without the best. What kind of Russia is that?
Nehi, it's true. The law of a mitzvah minamukha.
He didn't do the best mitzvah under the sun.
Pesach Mila Kalakal?
Zulmaisa. Did he eat a carbon Pesach or not? What do you want from this guy? So he didn't have the best kabbonis? That guy's a Russia? Right? Hello, that can't be pshat.
So listen to this. Marshal Shnei B'Yadam. This
one has his wife and his sister or her sister in the house. One ends up with his wife. One ends up with his sister or his wife's sister. Is it his sister or his wife's sister? His sister, what a terrible tragedy. So, and that's what it means. A tzaddik will always end up doing the luck, the good thing. And the Russian made the mistake. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Tzadikim yelchu bam, zeshet dan lo choso, poshim yelchu bam. Right? The Gemara says, wait, me dummy. Anan kamin chod dedera, hocha shnei drachim. We're trying to find a case where it's the same exact thing. Here, the tzaddik ended up with woman A, and the Russia ended up with woman B. Not the same thing. That's not the same thing, it's not comparable.
Ela mashal lelot u'shnei benosam. It's Lot and the two daughters. Right? Sheneskavnu l'shei mitzvah. They intended to do a good thing. Why? Because they thought there's nobody left in the world. They didn't know. They thought the whole world was destroyed. Tzadikim yelchu bam. Who? Lot. Sheneskavim l'shem aveira. Poshim yikashlu bam. The Gemara is going to say,
only the second night was an aveira. First night he was drunk. Second night he should have known better. Right?
The Dilma, hu na'im l'shem mitzvah hu mechavim.
How do you know Lot was such a Russia? Maybe he also had some kavanah. He also thought there's no one left in the world. The Gemara says, Amar of Yochanan, kalapata kadel l'shem aveira nemra.
The whole thing is said for an aveira. It says, v'yisa Lot.
Vayisa Lot, just like it says, Batisa Esh son of Etanel. Just like when Esh's Potiphar lifted up her eyes.
Es Einav, the eyes. Vayomer Shimshon, Osakachli, he Yishar Be'enai.
Also, a reference to lifting up eyes.
Vayarazam, Shechem Ben Chamar, Es Kolkikar Ayardain, Ki Ba'ad Ha'isha Zon Atikar Lechem.
All the words of that Pasuk in Parshas Vayera are alluded to in other places where sins were done.
Ki Kula Mashke, that's by Lot. It says, Ilcha Achre Ma'ave, Nisnulachame, Umemi, Matami, Pishti, Shmani, Pushkoi.
Right? So the Gemara says, oh, you know, we'll stop here. We'll stop here, so we're in the middle of the story. Why would what the daughters of Lot did is considered the Titkis, and what Lot himself is considered Rishon. We'll stop right here. Everybody had a tomorrow morning, we're going to have Daf at 6 o'clock and Shachmas at 6:45.